I'd just like to say how very glad I am to be here in this part of God's family.
我只想告诉大家，我非常开心能够跟神的大家庭的弟兄姊妹在一块儿。
And I'm sure the Lord will meet with us.
我相信今晚神会来让我们遇见他。
I would like to read a few scriptures, first from the letter of the Apostle Paul to the Philippians.
我想念几处的经文，首先要念保罗写给腓立比圣徒的信。
Chapter 3,
第三章。
And we will just read from verse 10.
我们只念第十节。
That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings.Becoming conformed unto his death.
使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
And then in the Roman letter of the Apostle Paul,
保罗写的罗马书
chapter 6,
第六章
and verse 4 and 5,
第四、第五节
We were buried therefore with him.Through baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we also might walk in newness of life. For if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection.
罗马书第六章第四节，所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
And then in the Gospel of Mark,
马可福音
in chapter 8,
第八章
from verse 31.
第三十一节开始。
And Jesus began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed and after 3 days rise again. And he spake the saying openly. And Peter took him and began to rebuke him.But he turning about and seeing his disciples rebuked Peter and saith, Get thee behind me, Satan, for thou mindest not the things of God, but the things of men. And he called unto him the multitude with his disciples and said unto them, If any man would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross,And follow me. For whosoever would save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's shall save it. For what doth it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? For what should a man give in exchange for his life?
马可福音第八章三十一节到三十七节，从此他教训门徒说：人子必须受许多的苦，被长老、祭司长和文士拒绝，并且被杀，过三天复活。耶稣明明地说这话，彼得就拉着他劝他。耶稣转过来看着门徒，就责备彼得说：撒旦，退我后边去吧，因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。于是叫众人和门徒来对他们说若有人要跟从我就当舍己背起他的十字架来跟从我因为凡要救自己生命的必上吊生命凡为我和福音上吊生命的必救了生命人就是赚的全世界赔上自己的生命有什么益处呢人还能拿什么换生命呢
We just have a further word of prayer
那我们一起祷告
Beloved Lord, we thank you that you've gathered us together in your presence this evening.
亲爱的主，感谢你再度把我们聚集在一起。
And we worship you, Lord.
主啊，我们实在是敬拜你。
You are here.
主啊，你在这里。
We have been worshiping you in song.
主啊，我们用诗歌来敬拜你。
And now, Lord, we come to the ministry of your word.
主啊，现在等到听你话语的时间。
And Lord, we know that we can hear many truths.
主啊，我们可以听到不同的真理。
But if there is no anointing upon the speaking of your word.
可是如果没有你自己的恩膏的话
And no anointing upon the hearing of it
如果我们听的也没有恩膏的话
It will all amount to nothing
这都是枉然的
Therefore, beloved Lord
主啊，亲爱的主
We come to you in all our weakness and need
主啊，我们带着我们的软弱跟需要来到你的面前
Both in speaking the word
我们在传说你的信息
Translating the word
在翻译您的信息
And hearing the word
在听你的话的时候
And Lord, we want to say to you, we need that anointing.
主啊，我们实在是需要你自己的恩膏。
Into that grace and power you have provided for us.
那我们能够到你自己的恩典跟你的能力。
We now stand by faith.
我们在你的恩典跟能力当中，我们靠着信心来站在你的面前。
Let a double portion be upon the speaking, the translating, and the hearing.
主啊，真是让你加倍了双倍的灵能够临到。为你传讲信息的仆人跟翻译者
We should be careful to give you the praise and thanksgiving of our hearts for answering this our prayer
主啊谢谢你听我们的祷告我们把一切的感谢赞美都归给你
And we ask this in the name of our Messiah the Lord Jesus
我们奉我们弥赛亚主耶稣基督的名祷告
Amen I want to speak about a very very simple subject
今天晚上跟大家分享是一个非常简单的信息。
How can I live the Christian life?
我怎么样能够活出基督徒的生命来
？There couldn't be anything more simple than that.
我想没有比这个题目更简单的了。
Or more kindergarten than that.
好像幼儿园的上的课一样。
If every Christian was living the Christian life, this world would be turned upside down.
如果每一位基督徒都活出基督徒的生命来，这个整个世界都要被翻转过来了。
If every person here this evening was living the Christian life,
如果我们在座的每一个人都活出基督徒的生命来
，living it as it ought to be lived,
活出像样的。应该活出来的基督徒
生命
是在他复活的能力里面活出来的
Holy Spirit,
是在他圣灵的能力里面活出来的
Unsaved families would come to know the Lord,
所有还没有信主的家人都会来信主
Unsaved relatives would come to the Lord,
所有的没有信主的亲戚都会来信主
Unsaved colleagues at work would come to the Lord,
在公司里面还没有信主的同事们也会来信主
The whole church, the whole assembly
整个教会
Would be filled with the presence of the Lord.
会被神的同在充满。
What is wrong with us?
到底我们出错出在什么地方呢
？For the most part,
主要的来说
，we know defeat or failure or a self life.That dominates our so-called Christian life.
我们的基督徒的生命实在是让许多的失败让我们自我来围绕着我们。
Most so-called Christian lives,
许多所谓的基督徒的生活
are Christianized self-life.
好像是一个基督徒化的生活。
They are the self-life dressed up with Christian phraseology.
其实是一个自我中心的生活，只是加上一个基督徒的包装而已。
All the self-centeredness.
所有的自我中心。
Self-glorying.
所有的自我荣耀。
Self-advancement.
所有自己要达到成功。
Self-interest.
到自己感兴自己的利益。
Dressed up with Christian phraseology.
这些东西通通是用基督徒的话语把它包装了。
Biblical words.
用一些圣经的话来包装了，包装起来。
But it is not.The Christian life.
但是不是真正的基督徒生活。
It is the world, essentially, it is the world dressed up as a Christian.
基本上来说，就是这个世界用这个基督徒的包装
来装潢一下而已。
How then can I live the Christian life?
啊，我到底怎么样能够过一个基督徒的生活呢？
There is of course no such phrase in the whole Bible.
在圣经里面找不到这样子的话语。
It comes as a shock to some Christians, that there is no such phrase as the Christian life.
啊，基督徒，有些基督徒觉得很奇怪，为什么圣经根本就没有提到基督徒生活？
Even in the Bible, even in the New Testament.
在新约里面都没提到。
Does that mean there is no Christian life?
那是不是表示说没有基督徒生活这么一回事呢？
I mean, we sing about it in our hymns.
我们常常在诗歌里面这么唱。
We study it in our Bible studies.
啊，当我们在查经的时候，我们也查这个主题。
It is the theme of our conferences.
啊，我们的退休会也是用这个来做主题的。
It is extraordinary that the phrase "the Christian life" doesn't appear once.
可是很稀奇的，在圣经里面没有一次用过这个“基督徒生活”这个字眼。
That people are called Christians appears twice.
啊，基督啊，徒被称为基督徒这个，出现过两次。
The word, the phrase, the Christian life does not appear once in the whole Bible in its 66 books.
在圣经的66本书里面，从来没有出现过“基督徒生活”或者是“基督徒生命”这句话。
What we call the Christian life, the Word of God calls eternal life.
我们说基督徒生活或者基督徒生命，圣经的话是说是永生，永远的生命。
Every time you read in the Bible the phrase eternal life,
每一次我们在读到圣经里面提到永恒的生命的时候。
That is the Christian life.
那就是基督徒的生命。
Now this eternal life,
这个永生呢
？The Lord Jesus said,
耶稣说
，He was that life.
他就是那个生命。
He said, I am the bread of life.
他说我就是生命的粮。
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
我是道路、真理、生命。
I am the resurrection and the life.
我就是复活，我就是生命。
Everywhere you turn, he didn't say, I point to it, I preach it, I give it. He said, I am it.
他从来没有说过、哦、我在这里教导你们，我在这里指出来。他说我就是那个生命。
He is the Christian life.
他就是基督徒的生命。
Now this is utter simplicity.
这实在是太简单不过了。
So simple that most Christians miss it.
这么简单，可是大部分的基督徒却不明白。
We are looking for something far more complex, far more difficult.
我们找一个更这个复杂的一个东西。
Far more convoluted.
啊，更是个扭曲的一个东西。
It's so simple.
太简单了。
If Christ is the Christian life,
如果基督是基督徒生命
，then when we are in Him,
当我们在他里面的时候。
We have entered the Christian life.
我们就进入了基督徒生命。
And when He is in us,
当他在我们里面的时候
，He lives the Christian life.
他就把这个基督徒生命活出来。
I wish I could make it more plain.
啊，我希望我能够讲得更明白。
You know a very well-known verse.
我相信大家很熟悉这段经文。
Listen, for God so loved the world.
神爱世人。
That he gave his only begotten son,
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
That whosoever believeth on him,
叫一切信他的
should not perish,
不至灭亡
but have everlasting life,
反得永生。
Now let me put it another way.
让我另外一种讲法来说。
For God so loved the world,
神爱世人。
That he gave his only begotten son.
他把他将他的独生子赐给他们。
That whosoever believeth on him should not perish.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡。
But should have the Christian life.
反得到基督徒生命。
There is a little Greek preposition.
啊，在希腊文里面有一个这个介系词。
That the original translators in German, in French, in English.
从前把这个圣经的希腊文翻成德文、法文跟英文。
And in American.
跟美国的英文。
Found it very difficult to translate.
觉得不太容易把那个介词翻出来。
Really, literally, this is how it should read.
真正的原文是应该这么说的。
For God so loved the world,
神爱世人,
that he gave his only begotten son,
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们,
that whosoever believeth into him,
叫一切信他进入他的人,
should not perish.
不是灭亡，不是灭亡，反得永生。
It is a preposition of motion.
是这个介词是代表动作的。
It's not that I here.
不是说我在这儿。
Believe in Jesus there.
我相信在那儿的耶稣啊，基督。
When God gives me living faith,
当神赐给我这个给我生命的信心的时候
，I am moved.
我被推动了。
The Spirit of God joins me to Him.
啊，圣灵使我跟他联合。
I believe into him.
我相信啊，进入了他。
Let me put it another way.
让我从另外方面来说。
When you believe,
当您相信的时候。
When you have the gift of living faith,
当您有这一个使你有生命的信心的时候。
God repositions you.
神就把你的地位变到另外一个地方了，改变了你的地位。
He repositions you.
他改变了你的地位。
You are delivered from the power of darkness.
你被从这，你被那个在黑暗里的权势当中被拯救出来。
And transferred into the kingdom of His dear Son.
把你移到他爱子的国度里面。
You are taken out of the world.
从世界里带出来。
Of a self life.
从一个自我为中心的生命。
And into Christ.
进入到基督里面。
From then on, God sees you in Christ.
从那个时候开始，神在基督里看到你。这就是我们新的地位。
When the original translators in English,
英文的这个版本原来的翻译的时候
，translated the Greek,
into Greek,
from English,
当他翻从英文翻成。希腊文的时候
they had a problem.
他们有个问题。
They felt they could not say, for God so loved the world.
他们不能说神爱世人。
That he gave his only begotten son.
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
That whosoever believeth into him.
叫一切信他进入他的人。
It just wasn't good English.
因为这听起来太不顺耳了。
So they came up with a new phrase.
所以他们用一个新的词来说
Believeth on him.
相信他 I don't know how to translate.
No, no.
就是信靠他信他相信他
Believeth on him. I hear.
我在这儿
To believe on him, I have to move.
我要信他的信相信他的时候我必须要移动我的位置
It is a phrase.Found nowhere else in English.
在英文里面也没有这样的 用法的。
It's everywhere in the King James.
在钦定本里面，钦定本里面。
Sadly, now in the modern versions, they've discarded.
现代的译本根本就这种意义都失去了。
For God so loved the world,
神爱世人
that He gave His only begotten,
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
To whoever believes on Him,
叫一切
believes in Him,
叫一切信他的。
This is not the same.
这不一样的。
The word says, when you are born of the Spirit of God,
圣经上说，当你从圣灵重生的时候，
you have moved your position.
你的地位，你的位置移动了。
From the world.
从世界。
From self.
从自己，自我。
Into Christ.
进入到基督里。
Now, here is something more wonderful.
更妙的就是这个。
When the Lord Jesus came to the last great declaration, I am.
当主耶稣基督最后一次说到我是。
In John's Gospel chapter 15.
在第十五章约翰福音第十五章。
I am the true vine.
我是真葡萄树。
And my father is the husbandman.
我父亲是栽培的人。
And then he said this.
然后他说了。
In verse 4. Abide in me.
你们要藏在我里面
and I in you,
我也藏在你们里面
as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, so neither can ye except ye abide in me.
枝子若不藏在葡萄树上自己就不能结果子你们若不藏在我里面也是这样
I am the vine.
我是
You are the branches.
我是真葡萄树
He that abideth in me and I in him the same beareth much fruit.
第五节我是葡萄树你们是枝子藏在我里面的我也藏在你里面然后在他里面这人就多结果子
For apart from me ye can do nothing.
因为离开了我你们就不能够做什么
Did you hear that?
你听清楚了吗
Apart from him.
如果我们离开了他
Nothing.
什么事都不能做。
You can be Christianized.
你也许是一个基督徒化的人。
But you're not possessing the Christian life.
但是你并不是真正的拥有基督徒生命。
Where are you?
你的地位是什么?
God has positioned you in Christ.
神已经把你放在基督里面了。
Now you are to remain where God has placed you.
神把我们放在基督里我们又应该就一直在那里。
The Lord Jesus didn't say, fight to get in me.
基督并没有说你们要努力你们要争取的来进入到我里面
Struggle to get in
要挣扎的来进入到我里面
Do everything in order to get into me
你们要做一切的事情你们才能够进入到我里面
He said abide in me
他说你们就要藏在我里面
The word is remain
就是说要停留在那儿留在那儿
Dwell in me
住在那里
Stay where God has positioned you.
停留在住在神把我们放到的地方。
If you remain where God has positioned you.
假如我们住在那个神把我们移到的地方。
Christ is everything in you.
那么基督在里面就是一切了。
Christ is the center and circumference of the Christian life.
那么基督就成为你的中心，成为你的圆周。
All the gifts.
所有的恩赐。
Are in him.
都在他里面
All the fruit
所有的果子
is in him
也在他里面
Everything is in him
所有的一切都在他里面
He is the center
他是中心
And he is the circumference
他也是那个周围
Therefore the apostle says
所以保罗说
Extraordinary testimony in Philippians chapter 3
所以在腓立比书的第三章保罗这么样做见证
He counts everything but loss
他看一切都为有损的。
For the excellency of the knowledge of the Messiah Jesus.
因我以认识我主耶稣基督为至宝。
That I may know him.
让我们能认识他。
And the power of his resurrection.
然后知道他复活的大能。
Now here we find something so simple.
我们在那里看到一个非常简单的课题。
Christ.
基督
is the center
是
and circumference of the Christian life.
基督是基督徒生命的中心跟周边或者是周围圆周
Therefore, we have to get to know him.
所以我们必须要认识基督
Not know about him.
不是说知道他而已
Know him.
而是认识他
There is a vast difference knowing about the Lord.
知道他跟认识他差得远了
And knowing him.
认识基督。
Let me come back to this matter. How can I live the Christian life?
让我们回到这个主题，我怎么样能够活出基督徒的生命？
Wherever I go, young people ask me this question. I find it so difficult to live the Christian life.
不论我到什么地方。去的时候年轻的基督徒总是问我说我觉得过一个基督徒的生活很难啊
When someone hits you on the cheek you turn the other one
当人打你左脸的时候你是不是右脸跑过去给他打不可能的
If they take a coat give him your cloak take a jacket give him your cloak
你是不是人家要你的外衣的时候你把内衣也给人家呢
If you're forced to go a little way goEven further with them.
如果人家要你走一里路，你是
不
是跟他走两里路？
It's impossible.
不可能，我做不到。
It's an ideal.
是非常理想化
的。There's no possibility of its reality.
但是不可能做得到的。
We have to wait for the millennium.
我们必须要等到千年国度。
Then we can turn the other cheek.
也许那个时候我可以走过来让他打。也许我可以走两里路。
Then we'll give the cloak.
那个时候可以把礼衣都给他。
No.
现在不行。
It's now.
不是这个样子，是现在。
How can I live this Christian life?
我怎么能够活出这个基督徒生命来
？This is not the problem.
这个不是问题的所在。
I will repeat it. Please wake up.
请大家醒过来。
For this statement, it is not a problem of how to live the Christian life.
问题不是说怎么过，怎么活出基督徒生命来。
That is not the problem.
这不是问题的中心。
The problem is how to die.
问题的中心是怎么样死。
Did you get that?
大家明白吗？
The problem is not how to live the Christian life.
问题是基督徒生命不是要你活出来。
It is how to die.
而是如何死。
Then the life takes care of itself.
然后这个生命就自然地流露了。
Like a great Amazon river, it will flow out of your inner being.
就好像那个亚马孙河很自然地会从你的内心深处流出来。
It's all in his life.
都是在藏在他的生命当中。
The problem is not how to live the Christian life.
所以问题不是说我自己要怎么活出这个生命来。
It is how to die.
而是怎么样死。
If you have a terribly difficult relationship,
假如你在人际关系上很糟糕,
and you become bitter,
然后你心中有许多的苦毒,
there is no Christian life.
那么不可能活出基督徒生命来。
That bitterness eats you up.
因为这个苦毒把你啃噬了。
Till you learn to die.
一直等到你学习如何死亡。
This is the problem.
这就是这今天的问题。
You see, here we have this wonderful verse. I've already quoted it.
我们刚刚已经提到了一节很棒的经文。
That I may know him and the power of his resurrection.
使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能。
Will you please note something?
请大家注意一点。
The Lord Paul never said that I may know him and the power of his life.
保罗并不是说使我认识基督，然后知道他生命的大能。
That's how most of us read it.
我们常常是这么读的。
He said that I may know him and the power of his resurrection.
在这里讲，让我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能。
That implies a death.
这里讲到，既然讲到复活，一定是指着有过死亡。
You cannot know eternal life without the death of the Lord Jesus.
没有耶稣基督的死，我们没有办法认识这个永远的生命。
Have you got it?
大家明白吗？
How did you receive
你怎么接受
the salvation of God?
你怎么接受神的救恩的？
How did you receive eternal life?
你怎么能接受神给你的永生？
Through the death of the Lord Jesus.
是经过基督耶稣的死亡。
Not by your tears.
不是因为你的眼泪。
Or your devotion.
或者是你对他的忠心。
Or your knowledge of the Bible.
或者是你对圣经的熟悉。
Or your Christian parents.
或者是你基督徒的父母。
Or your knowledge.
或者是你的知识。
How did you come to taste eternal life?
你怎么能够尝到，你怎么尝到永生的滋味呢？
Than the blood of the Lamb.
就是羔羊的血而已。
That's why in the book of Revelation.
所以在启示录里面。
When everything is summed up.
每一样事情都说完了。
It says, and they overcame Satan.
他讲到他战胜了撒旦。
By their tears?
靠着他们的眼泪吗？
No.
不是的。
By their knowledge of the Bible?
靠他们圣经的知识吗？ No. 不是的。
By their devotion?
把他们对主的忠心吗？
No.
不是的。
By the blood of the Lamb?
是靠着羔羊的血。
They overcame by the finished work.Of the Lord Jesus.
耶稣基督所完成的工作战胜了撒旦。
And then it goes on, and by the word of their testimony.
还有他们见证的话语。
That is the confession with the lips.
就是说用我们嘴巴来承认主。
Of what is absolute truth.
是绝对的真理。
There is no way to God.
没有办法到神那里去。
No way to serve God.
没有办法去服侍神。
No way to be saved.
没有办法得救。
No way to be changed into the likeness of the Lord Jesus.
没有办法被改变成为耶稣基督的样子。
Except by the blood of the Lamb.
除非靠着羔羊的血。
The blood of the Lamb is just another way of saying the death of Christ.
当我们提到羔羊的血的时候。也就是说讲到基督的死
the finished work of Christ
是基督完成的工作
Do you begin to see something?
大家是不是慢慢的看到了
You see what Paul wrote in Romans
我们看保罗在罗马书里面这么写道
He said in Romans chapter 6
第六章
And in verse 5,
第五节,
For we have become united with him in the likeness of his death.
我们若在他死的形状上与他联合,
we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection.
也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
In the verse before, verse 4,
在,
it speaks of Yes.
第四节里面讲到
Walking in the newness of life.
让我们一举一动有新生的样式
That's what the Christian life
这就是基督徒的
is all about.
生命
Walking in the newness of his life.
基督徒的生命就是一举一动有新生的样式
Did you notice that?
大家注意到没有
Walking in the newness of life.
一举一动有新生的样式。
A new life.
一个新生命。
Another life.
不同的生命。
Resurrection life.
复活的生命。
The whole Christian life.
基督徒生命的整体。
Is found in the resurrection life of the Lord Jesus.
是在主耶稣基督的复活的生命里面。
That's the way you and I receive that life.
这就是你跟我是这么样接受这个新的生命的。
But if you add another scripture,
如果我们再多看一处的圣经
in Galatian letter of the Apostle Paul,
在加拉太保罗所写加拉太书里面
and chapter 2,
第二章
and verse 20,
第二十节
I have been crucified with Christ.
我已经与基督同钉十字架。
Nevertheless I live.
现在活着的。
Yet not I.
不再是我。
But Christ liveth in me.
乃是基督在我里面活着。
And the life which I now live in the flesh.
并且我如今在肉身活着。
I live in faith.
是因信神的儿子而活。
The faith which is in the Son of God.
这是因信神的儿子。
Who loved me.
他是爱我。
And gave himself for me.
为我。舍己
So the Lord Jesus gave himself for me.
所以主耶稣基督舍己是
That's the only way I could be saved.
这也就是我能够得救的唯一的方法。
The only way you can be saved.
你可以得救的唯一的方法。
I and you, how we can receive eternal life.
这是你跟我们一同能够得到永生唯一的方法。
But then there is this other side.
但是呢，另外一面。
I have been crucified with Christ.
我与基督同钉十字架。
So he not only died for me.
所以他不但是基督为我而死。
He died as me.
他替我死了。
It is exactly there.
就在那个地方。
That we have the biggest problem.
就在那个地方，我们的有最大的问题。
We don't.Want to die with him.
我们不愿意跟基督同钉十字架。
As far as God is concerned,
可是在神那里来看
if you're a child of God,
如果你是神的儿女
if you've been born of the Spirit of God,
如果是圣灵生的
then you have died with Christ.
你已经跟基督同钉死了。
He finished with that old life.
他已经做完成了。
When Christ died,
当基督死的时候
you died.
你也死了。
It's historic. Historic.
这已经是历史的事实。
It's already a fact.
这已经是既成的事实。
When you got saved,
当你得救的时候
you may not have realized it,
你也许不了解。
But as far as God was concerned,
可是对于上帝来说
when Christ died, you died.
当基督死的时候你也死了。
Most of us entered into it later.
我们是以后才进入他的。
And I don't know if I'm making myself clear enough.
我不知道我是不是讲清楚了。
Eternal life,
永生,
is received on the basis of Christ's death.
是靠着基督的死我们可以承受永生
and is given to us as God's free gift
是神给白白给我们的礼物
but that eternal life
但是这个永生呢
can be limited
可能会受到限制
imprisoned
或者是好像被拘禁
Neutralized,
或者是被中立化了
by our own self-life,
被我们的己生命
The whole meaning of becoming a Christian,
作为一个基督徒的意义
is that you have surrendered your self-life,
是我们已经把我们自己的生命交给了主
It is no longer I that live,
不再是我
But Christ liveth in me.
现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
That is the problem.
这就是问题的中心。
I don't want to die.
我不愿意死。
I don't want to be a living sacrifice.
我不愿意当作活祭。
I don't want to humble myself.
我不要谦卑自己。
I want to be in charge of myself.
我要自己来做我的主人。
I want to be a Christian.
我是要成为基督徒。
I want to be saved.
我也要希望能够得救。
I want to be born again.
我希望能够重生。
I want to be going to heaven.
我希望能够到天上去，到天堂去，好像我们这么说。
But I don't want the Lord to be Lord over me.
但是我不希望主是我的主。
I am more capable of looking after myself than
我自己照顾自己比他照顾得好。
If he becomes Lord,
假如他真的成为我的主
I might have to be a monk or a nun.
A monk what?
A monk or a nun.
That means.
Yes, that's what many people think. If he's Lord, they won't be able to get married.
Oh, 假如神说是我的主的话，也许我会永远守独身了。
You say,
吓坏了。
I'd rather be in charge of my own life.
还是我自己来做我的生命的主人好。
Shall I tell you something?
我想告诉大家一件事情
You've already made a mess of your life.
你已经把你自己的生命搞得一塌糊涂了
Unless you're too young
除非你还很年轻
Most of us have made a mess of our life
大部分我们大部分的人我们的生活生命已经被我们自己搞得糟透了
And the older we become
我们越年纪越大
The greater the mess we make of our life
我们的生命越糟糕
It is incredible.
算是很稀奇的。
So insidious is this poison.
这个性算是毒得不得了。
That came into humanity through Adam and Eve.
从亚当夏娃当中进入了人类。
So insidious is this poison.
这么样的这个烈毒啊。
That it destroys everything.
把一切都破坏掉了。
It is I.
我
you know what Satan said?
你知道撒旦说对亚夏娃说什么吗
Did he really say to you that you would die?
神岂是真说你会死
No
不是的
He was afraid
他怕了
You will become as God
他怕你跟神一样
You will be the big I
你会变成好大的我
I will
我要这样
I want
我要那个
I think
我这么想
I know
我知道
I am right
我是对的
And you are wrong
你是错的
I
我
This I
这个我
Is the real problem in living the Christian life
是活出基督徒生命的 问题的中心。
You can dress it all up.
你可以把它装饰的怎么样
？Make it look like a sweet little Christian.
啊，看起来好像是一个啊很好的基督徒。
You sit in these lovely blue chairs.
啊，坐在这个很漂亮的蓝色的椅子上。
And you look such a dear saint.
啊，看起来真像一个圣徒啊。
But the eye is there.
可是那个我还在那儿。
You're learning your Bible.
你也读圣经。
Studying your Bible.
好好的读。
Even sometimes praying.
是啊，有的时候还祷告呢。
You may even sometimes be witnessing.
也许有时候你还做见证呢。
But it's all I.
可是都是我。
This I life.
这个己生命。
This self life.
这个己生命。
Began with the fall of man.
是。从人类堕落就开始了。
It took another position to what God intended.
我们要必须要有另外一个地位，是照着神原来的计划。
If you look at human history,
如果我们来看人类的历史。
It is all the evidence.
我们看到许许多多的证据
of self-centeredness.
都是讲到自我中心
self-aggrandizement.
啊，都是自己捧自己
self-glory.
自己荣耀自己
self-power.
自己啊，得到很多的权势
It's the story of this world.
这就是这个世界的故事
Listen.
好好听
Dear child of God
啊，弟兄姊妹们
If you have become a Christian
如果你已经成为基督徒
And you allow that self-life still to be reigning
可是如果你还是让自己做王的话做主的话
There can be nothing but a civil war in your life
在你的生命当中只有战争没有和平
You cannot live the Christian life.
你没有办法活出基督徒生命。
It is impossible.
是不可能的。
Now this is a very unpopular message.
那我们传这个信息的时候，很多人不喜欢听。
One of the most popular books now in Christian circles is How to Improve Yourself.
啊，在基督教的这个圈子里面啊，最受欢迎的这个最畅销的书就是说，我们怎么样能够把自己变得更好。
I don't know where it comes from. It's another gospel.
我不知道这种思想是哪里来的，好像是另一种福音。
You don't improve yourself.
你没有办法改变自己。
You have to let it go.
你不能改良的，你必须要放弃这个自己。
This is what Jesus said.
这是主耶稣说的。
When he began to tell his disciples that he was going to die.
当他向跟门徒说他要死的时候
And on the third day be raised
啊，第三过了三天复活
Peter said
彼得说
Never
不可
Not while I'm here
绝对不可
We won't let you
我们不可能让这件事情发生
And looking into Peter's eyes
耶稣就看着彼得
It says JesusNoticed the other disciples were all there.
啊，耶稣转过来看，也看到了其他的门徒。
So this was a lesson.
所以这个是一个啊，耶稣给我们的教训。
Looking into Peter's eyes, Jesus said.
他对着彼得这么说。
Get behind me, Satan.
撒旦，退我后边去吧。
You think only of the things to do with self, with man.
你只体贴人的意思。
Not the things of God.
不体贴神的意思。
I've said it before, let me say it again.
我刚刚已经说过了，让我再说一遍。
If I looked into your eyes and said, get behind me, Satan.
假如我对着你看，对着你说，撒旦，退我后边去吧。
You would go to the elder brothers and say, don't ask that brother back again.
你会跟长老说，不要再请这个弟兄。
Do you know what he did?
你知道他做了什么事吗？
He called me Satan.
他称呼我为撒旦。
That is disgraceful.
真是糟糕啊。
I'm a child of God.
我是神的儿女。
A Christian.
我是基督徒呢。
I'm a disciple.
我是一个门徒呢。
How could he looking into my eyes say?
他怎么能够对我说
Satan.
退后我去吧撒旦。
Now if he had only said.
啊如果他另外一种说法
you are thinking negative thoughts.
啊，你在心中有一些消极的思想，那我还能接受。
If you had only said,
如果他是这么说的
Satan is troubling you.
啊，撒旦在搅扰你呢。
I could have accepted.
那我也能接受。
Every child of God knows something of how Satan troubles.
因为啊，每一个神的儿女都知道撒旦的诡计嘛。
But he looked into my eyes.
可是他当着我面说
and said, "Get behind me, Satan."
他说：“撒旦，退我后面去吧。”
And then he explained.
然后他还解释呢。
When you mind the things to do with self,
如果你只是体贴自己的意思，人的意思
，with this world,
这个世界的意思
，with man, fallen man,
是堕落人的意思
，you are prey for Satan.
你就是成为撒旦的这个奴仆了。
The poison that is in you through the fall,
在你里面的那个毒药就起作用了
will course through your whole bloodstream,
就让你整个身体里面的血液
Then Jesus called the whole multitude,
于是耶稣就叫了众人来
together with his disciples,
和门徒在一起
and he said,
他这么说
listen,
好好听
If any man follow me,
若有人要跟从我
let him deny himself.
就当舍己。
Did you hear it?
听到吗
Deny
舍己
himself.
舍己
Take up his cross.
背起他的十字架
And follow me.
来跟从我
Follow.
跟从
Follow.
跟从
If any man follow me,
任何人要来跟从我
let him deny himself,
就当舍己
take up his cross,
背起他的十字架
and follow me,
来跟从我
There can be no real discipleship without a denial of self.
若不舍己，没有真正的门徒。
And the taking up of the cross.
还需要背起十字架来。
It is impossible. It is impossible.
如果不是这样，根本没办法做他的门徒。
You cannot live the Christian life.
你根本没有办法靠自己过基督徒的生命。
Listen to the Lord.
好好听主的话。
Whosoever would save his life,
凡要救自己生命的
shall lose it.
必要丧掉生命。
And whosoever would lose his life for my sake and the gospel,
凡为我和福音丧掉生命的
shall find it.
必救了生命。
Now in the Greek,
在希腊原文里面
that word life,
那个生命这个字
is suke. Suke.
是 suke 这个字。
Yeah, the Greek.This is the word we get psychology, psychiatry, and all those strange things.
啊，就是 psyche 这个字，就是说心理学那个字根。
All to do with the soul.
是跟我们的魂、生命有关的。
If any man seek to save his self life, his soul.
凡要救自己魂、生命的
，he shall lose it.
就必丧掉。生命
And whosoever loses his life, self-life, for my sake and the gospel,
凡为我和福音上吊生命的，己生命的
，listen, shall find it,
就必救了生命。
Once you let go of your self-life,
当你把自己的啊，放弃你自己的己生命的时候
，Once you give up all right to yourself，
当你把你自己一切的主权都放弃的时候
，That is another way we can translate. If any man deny him, if any man follow me, let him deny himself.
啊，我们可以啊，这个舍己也就是这个意思。
give up all right to himself.
把我们自己的主权全部交出来。
If we're prepared to do that,
我们愿意这么做，
we find ourselves.
我们就可以得到生命。
We find it under a new management.
我们就在一个新的主人底下找到一个新的生命。
The big I has gone.
这个我这个好大的这个自我已经不在了。
It is the broken I.
是一个破碎的。
The surrendered I.
是一个完全交托的我。
We find that self-life under the lordship of Jesus.
我们就发现我们的生命是被主耶稣基督在掌管。
This is the gospel.
这就是福音。
Why do you think Jesus brought together the multitude?
为什么耶稣要向众人说呢？
Why do you think he brought that great multitude of the unsaved together with his disciples?
他为什么要让众人跟门徒在一块呢？
Eternal life is the free gift of God.
永生是神赐的，白白赐的礼物。
Given to us by the grace of God.
是靠着神的恩典赐给我们的。
On the basis of the finished work of the Lord Jesus.
完全是建立在主耶稣基督完成的工作上。
But you cannot take many steps to follow the Lord.
但是你不能够在跟随主的路上走几步路。
Before you come face to face with the cross.
你马上就要碰到这个十字架。
Stark.
停下来。
Unyielding.
然后你不肯顺服。
Bloody.
充满了血。
You cannot avoid it.
你没有办法避免这个。
If you do,
假如你要避免的话，
you have a defeated life.
你有一个完全失败的生命。
All the power of his resurrection,
这一切复活的大能，
is lost on you.
通通在你身上毫无功效。
Limited,
非常的
neutralized,
然后被中立化了。
Dear child of God,
神的儿女们，
the Lord loves you so much.
神如此的爱你。
When the Lord calls on you,
当主呼召你的时候，
to give up all right to yourself,
把你一切的主权都交托出来，
to take up the cross,
而且背起你的十字架。
You know he calls it your cross.
他说是你的十字架。
Take up his cross, he says.
他说要背起他的十字架。
Isn't that amazing?
实在很稀奇，不是吗？
And follow him.
然后来跟随他。
You know the Lord has all your best interests at heart.
主实在是总是想到你的好处。
It's not as if the Lord wants to make your life a misery.
主并不是让我们的生命过得很痛苦。
Unhappy.
不开心。
Unfulfilled.
然后不觉得满足。
Unsuccessful.
不成功。
That's how we think we are all the Lord.
我们总是以为神是这
么想。I know what the Lord wants to do with me.
我知道神要在我身上做什么。
He wants to take the laughter out of my life.
他希望我在生命当中没有任何的喜笑，没有任何的喜乐。
He wants to give me bad times.
他总是让我活得很痛苦。
You'll have bad times.
我们是会碰到一些不顺利。
Because in the world you will have tribulation.
因为在世上你们有苦难。
But it's not the Lord's doing.
但是不是主带给你的。
It's what he uses.
他是神可以利用这些机会。
Come back to this. If any man give up all right to himself,
如果我们任何人愿意放弃他的生命的主权，
take up his cross,
背起十字架，
and follow me,
然后跟随我，
then You find fullness.
你就找到丰盛的生命。
Then you produce fruit.
然后你就结果子。
Then the blessings of the Lord.
然后神的祝福
innumerable
就数不过来
become your
就变成你的了
then you find eternal life
然后你就有永生
like a river
好像那个江河
flowing out of your inner being
从你里面活出来
this
涌流出来
is the Christian life
这就是基督徒生命
so when someone says
所以有人如果有人这么说
How can I live the Christian?
如果有人问说我怎么能够活出基督徒生命来
That's not the problem
这不是问题 活出来不是问题
The problem is how to die
问题是我们怎么样死
When you die
当你死的时候
God takes care
神会做一切
of the resurrection
有复活的能力
Isn't that amazing?
很稀奇，不是吗？
You see, you can stand at this point.
你可以在这个时刻，这个地位上。
And you know the Lord is speaking to you.
你知道神向你说话。
You know you've had a defeated Christian life.
你知道你的基督徒是一个非常失败的基督徒生活。
You know that the power of God in you is limited.
你知道神在你生命当中的能力是很有限的。
You are not where you should be.
你不是站在一个神要你在的地位上。
You are not fulfilling the ministry you should have.
啊，你并没有在你的服事上能够完成神的心意。
You're marking time.
你只是在那里过日子而已。
When you take up his cross,
当你背起他的十字架
It's a challenge.
这是一个挑战
when the Lord faces you with this
当你面对面在神面前、面对这个问题的时候
I'm going to put it in a childlike, childish way
我用、孩子的话来跟你说
You wonder
你会在想
If I die
假如我死的话
Will I live again?
我会不会再活过来呢
If I humble myself,
假如我谦卑自己的话
will I ever be lifted up?
我会不会被高举呢
Now you understand what it is to live by faith.
你现在就明白什么叫做靠信心生活
Every time you die in a situation,
在任何一个环境当中你死
It is living faith.
这是一个活带着生命的信心。
Because you wonder,
因为你在想
Will I ever come up again?
我能不能再度起来呢
But you will come up again.
你会再度起来的。
That's the amazing thing.
这就是、了不得的事情。
And you will come up with more than you ever had before.
而且你再度站起来的时候比以前更刚强。
That is overcoming.
这就是得胜的能力。
It's not that you don't go down.
不是说我们不会跌倒。
In fact, to go up, you must go down.
而且事实上，如果你要高升的话，你必须先要跌倒。
To live, you must die.
你要活，你必须先死。
For the summer fruitfulness, you must know winter barrenness.
你要想要有夏天的丰收，你必须要知道经过冬天的严寒。
For much fruit, you must know pruning.
啊，你要是想结果子，必须要被修剪。
It's his cross.
是他的十字架。
Do you understand now?
大家现在明白吗
What I meant?
我说了半天，你大家明白吗
The problem is not how to live the Christian.
所以问题不是我们怎么活基督徒的生命出来。
The problem is how to die.
的问题是我们怎么样死。
Now, if there's anyone here who wonders about that,
如果我们有人还不明白
，Let me put it very simply.
那我很简单的告诉你。
Only the Lord by the Holy Spirit can open the eyes of your heart to see that you were crucified with Christ.
只有神借着圣灵能够使我们心中的眼睛看到我与基督已经同钉十字架。
Only the Holy Spirit can.
只有圣灵能够使你看见。
But there is one thing the Lord waits for.
但是有一件事情神等候我们做。
One thing which you alone can do.
只有一件事情是你必须做的。
Surrender to him.
就是把自己交给神。
Not I.
不再是我。
But Christ.
是基督在我里面。
When you take that position.
当你这么样认定的话。
Then the Holy Spirit can begin.To recreate and remake your whole life.
然后圣灵才能够开始工作，改变你的生命。
It is the lordship of Jesus.
是基督的主权的问题。
Instead of the lordship of self.
而不是我自己主权的问题。
Now, we live in a democratic country, so you can disagree with me.
我们活在一个非常民主的国家，你可以不同意我所说的。
But, let me prophesy.
那我做个预言吧。
You will make a mess of your life.
你一定会把你的生命搞得乱七八糟。
And everyone else will see it.
啊，每个人都会看见。
It's as simple as that.
非常简单。
Remain in charge.
如果你自己还在那里做主的话。
Bossing yourself.You're the boss.
你自己当老板。
You'll make a mess of your life.
你会把你的生命搞得一塌糊涂。
An ever greater mess.
比以前更糟糕。
The challenge is simple.
这个挑战其实是很简单。
Will he be Lord?
他是主吗？
Or will you be Lord?
还是你自己继续做主呢？
Who is going to be in charge of your life?
是谁来掌管你的生命呢？
May the Holy Spirit touch you.
巴不得圣灵能够感动你。
Because in years to come,
因为在以后的年日里面，
you will remember that strange preacher from Jerusalem.
你会记得那个从耶路撒冷来的很奇怪的那个传道人。
Who said you will make a mess of your life?
你会想起来他说你会把你的生命搞得一团糟。
Would to God that everyone could be saved from that.
巴不得每一个人都不需要走这条路。
May the Lord touch us.
愿主感动我们。
Shall we pray?
让我们祷告。
A moment of quietness.
让我们安静在神的面前。
You know the life that you're living.
你自己明白你的生命的境况是怎么样。
You know very well.
你清楚得很呢。
Whether it is the Christian life.
你清楚这是不是真的基督徒生命。
Or just a facade.
还是只是一个表面文章。
You know very well whether you're in charge of your life.
你也很清楚知道是不是你自己在那里做你生命的主人。
Or whether the Lord is Lord.
还是神主真是你的生命的主。
In the quietness.
当我们在神面安静在神面前的时候。
Why don't you surrender?
把你自己交给主吧。
He died to save you.
他死了，让你能够得救。
In one sense, it's immaterial to him.
老实说，对他来讲是无所谓。
Whether you submit or you don't submit.
你顺服他，交托给他，或不交托给他。
It's for your good.
对他来说无所谓，是为了你的好处。
He would save you from so many tears and so much unhappiness.
他会节省你好多的眼泪，让你不要度过很多不开心的事情。
Beloved Lord, you know every heart here.
亲爱的主，你知道我们每一个人的心。
You know wherever there has been a heart that has said, Lord.
主啊，你知道每一个人的心怎么说。
In all my folly.
在我一切的败坏当中。
And ignorance.
在我自己的无知当中
My stupidity,
在我的愚蠢当中
I come to you.
主啊，我来到您的面前。
I surrender.
我交托给你。
Be Lord.
你是我的主。
And in some very real way.
主啊，实实在在的。
Let that resurrection power of the Lord Jesus.
让我们主耶稣基督复活的能力。
Begin to flow in my life.
从我的生命当中开始涌流。
In a way that it has never done before.
是让我从来没有这样经历的。
Here,
主啊。
Lord, in the name of our Lord Jesus, we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.